Well, I guess that we've reached that point of the conference where the presentations are done. We're all conferenced out. These guys are tired. You're tired. You've had enough. Some of you feel like throwing rotten fruit at the guys at the front because they didn't answer all your questions. So instead of doing that, why don't we do this in a civil way? Now, I'm reminded of the situation. Do you understand the relationship between Canadians and Americans? Oh, there's a little bit of acrimony between them. And there was a Canadian and an American who shared a common back fence that, you know, the border went through the back fence. And the Canadian had a chicken. And the chicken laid an egg, and the egg rolled down into the American's property. And the American walked into his backyard and found an egg and said, "Finders keepers, losers weepers, it's my egg." And the Canadian said, "Hang on, that's my egg, my chicken laid it." The American said, "Look, we have property laws in America. It's on my property, it's my egg." "Well," said the Canadian, "we could end up with the Third World War over this rotten egg." I'll tell you what," said the Canadian, "we have a very civil way of solving this problem. What we do is we strip ourselves, we go into our houses, strip ourselves totally naked, and put on one shoe and come out. And then we flip a coin, and whoever gets the queen's head kicks first. And we get one kick at each other. So the American said, "That's terribly barbaric that you should do this. I mean, surely there are debating ways that we can..." "So, well," said the Canadian, "it's clean, it's decisive." "Well," said the American, we'll do it." So they go inside, strip themselves naked. The American comes out with one football boot on. The Canadian comes out with a steel shoe on. And carrying a coin. He flips the coin, and guess what? The Canadian gets the queen's head. So he gets the first kick. And he gives that American a really hard kick. He's out of breath and on the floor for 20 minutes. But when he gets up, the American said, "You know, that was the last kick you ever made." The Canadian says, "Look, coming to think about it, why don't you just keep the egg and we'll go and have a beer?" So let's toss a coin and we'll see who kicks off here with the first question. Does anyone have a question for the Sabre team? Well, if you don't have questions to start this off, then I'm going to have to choose someone to start to say something. Andrew, you want to say something?
Yeah. We meant to mention in our Sam Before talks, but Yoram and I have an offer to companies represented here of a couple of days of free Sam Before consultancy to any company in Europe. We have another week before I fly back to Australia, and I don't intend to spend the entire time just sitting around coding in Yoram's flat. And so I'd like to, if there are companies that would be interested in us coming to talk to you about Sam Before, where you are, talking with other people, talking a bit beyond what we could do here, that's something that we've now got the next week, that we left the schedule very open to be able to go and do that and be flexible with that. So if you're interested in pursuing Sam Before in some way and haven't been able to talk to us yet or want to really sit down and go through some things, then please catch up with me before we leave and so that we can make some arrangements. I already have one place that looks like I may well be visiting, and it'd be nice to be able to make a bit of a schedule, actually make some real use of my time over here. Much as I would enjoy to see the Netherlands, I'm sure it's very pretty.
Thank you, Andrew. That sounds like an offer too good to resist. Are there any takers here? All right. You have something to say, Jeremy?
No, it was just an aside. I was just, never mind.
Right, well, are there any questions from the floor yet? They don't have to be that low down. They can be from the tables. Not yet, not yet. Well, you want to say something?
No, just...
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go around the Samba team and I'm going to be very selective and ask team members to make a comment on a question I'm going to ask them. They won't like me for this, but, you know, they can throw the fruit at me later. Michal, what are you going to work on that's going to help the project in the next 2 weeks?
Oh, in the next 2 weeks, I think I'll be continuing my work on the configuration library and registry I've been doing.
Thank you. Nice short answer. Ronnie, what are you going to be doing in the next year that will help the project?
This calls for a long answer.
Well, since Samba is a bit too slow currently for real big use, I'd like to see a Samba box to do a little bit more than slow motion 1.7 gigabyte per second and try to up it a bit so we don't have to be ashamed of the slowness.
So in other words, he's going to spend the next year begging for storage.
Thank you. Jerry, what words of advice would you give our users today?
File bugs, I don't know.
Thank you, Jerry. Stephen,
Yes. What's
happening with SIFS-FS?
Well, you should have DFS support within a few days. I think Jeremy pointed out one of the last remaining bugs in that. You'll have IPv6 patch, so we can resolve host names within the next 2 hours. So that those are very short term. You'll have documentation, so it won't take an expert like Simo to set up Kerberos. That'll be within a month. And then after that, it's up to you guys to file more bugs.
Thank you.
I've got a question for the audience. So David, you've got Steve lined up to do a V6 patch for SIFS-FS, and you've got me lined up to do one for Samba 4. If we fix all the V6 bugs, are you going to stop turning up? No, you said.
But what do I do then?
Well, Kai.
Figured out. Leave a bug or two.
What word of advice do you have for our users?
Well, of course, use Samba 4 and file bugs for Andrew so he's got something to work on. Stop bugging me about bugs in Samba 4.
Kukuk, you are new. We would value your perception of what it means to be a Samba team member.
Well, it was very impressive for me to stay here these 2 days, and thank you all to invite me to join the team. And, well, go on the good work.
You got a free t-shirt. Don't forget the
t-shirt. Yeah. You got the
t-shirt? May I make an addition to this? I want to show something. Jersey. Isn't that beautiful?
Simo, you work for Red Hat. What are your experiences of the value of Samba to Red Hat?
Well, lots of customers complain about bugs.
Yalma, do you have any words of advice?
Oh, use Samba 4.
I think the audience is getting the message here. Andrew, do you have any other words in respect of support of Samba 4?
Eat your carrots.
I'll come back. Alexander, you've helped a lot with the documentation and a lot of other things recently. What's next?
Developers documentation.
Yeah. Jim, it's been a wonderful few days.
Hey Jim, where's Steve?
That was going to be my comment. I am number one, not Steve French.
Really?
Number two, I don't know where Steve is.
No?
I don't.
Lars, you do a lot of packaging. Tell us a little bit about your experiences and tell us more about the challenge of packaging Samba.
I in packaging?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all the build system.
And?
Nothing more.
It just runs itself?
Yes.
So
you
it's
don't
do anything
if yeah, so
right.
You know, after the deal with
right.
Novell.
He wasn't doing anything late last night trying to get on the 3D. Yeah.
So the Borg are in Nuremberg here after the deal with Microsoft, and it's working all much, much smoother. Yeah. So
do you have Samba 4 packages available ready for download?
Actually. Thanks to a guy sitting right over there.
And what about Samba 3.2 packages?
Samba 3.2 packages are just synced out maybe half an hour before. So it's the last pre-2 release. Yeah, so.
So do you want people to test these packages?
No, don't touch them. No, it's most important if you're a Samba user, just lets his stupid developers do a release, and maybe some days after the release, we might mention there's maybe one bug here.
Thank you, Lars. Andrew, do you have any advice for people here about Samba 3, you know, testing Samba 3 versus Samba 4 packages?
We're expecting someone to contribute a patch to make it part of make test at some point. But I mean, automated testing is the only way we're going to fix these kind of things. So when that's brought into the automated testing scheme, things will improve.
Thank you. Matt,
yeah.
Do you have any words to say?
Not really.
What are you working on at the moment, Matt?
I'm working on CTDB for Samba 3 and for preparing CTDB in Samba 4.
And how can the people in our audience help you?
I don't think they can.
He is beyond help. Who's the next victim?
You are. What would you like to say?
Try to look up the code, don't get scared about the complexity. Help us.
Can you just say that last word clear and louder?
Help!
Okay, we've got that bit. I'm coming to you last. Volker, do you have anything to say here? What advice do you have for our audience? How can they help us? And how can we help them?
Just use our stuff.
Just use our stuff.
And maybe this... almost everybody has been asked, so maybe this is the time for a little story. Yesterday evening, I had a little chat with Johannes' wife, and she asked me, oh, you must be exhausted after all these weeks of preparations, and I said, no, not really. That's all Johannes and Manuela. Then she said, well, Johannes always tells, it's always Manuela and Volker, so he's relaxed. What does this tell us? Look at the woman over there taking all the photos. Big thanks to Manuela.
We have two more to go here. Carolyn, our new release manager. Carolyn, do you have any requests, commands, anything from our audience or to the rest of the team?
Just a short comment. Yes, I will get it out soon.
I'm going to hand the microphone to Andrew in just a moment. But before doing that, I'd like to, on behalf of the organizing committee, thank all of you for being here, to thank the Samba team for showing up in force yet again, and I'd like you to show your appreciation with a round of applause for the organizing committee for the wonderful job they've done in pulling this conference together, to Johannes and to CERNET. Now, for next year's conference, we are looking to get feedback from you, because this conference is not just for the Samba team. We get tremendous value out of this conference every year, but this conference is particularly about you, about the people who use Samba, who built businesses around Samba. We want to know how we can better serve you, what sort of content you would like to have for the next year's conference. So we will be taking steps over the next few months to poll you, who have attended this conference, for feedback. We'd ask you to start thinking about that now, so that when you get the requests, they won't come as a surprise. I'd like to thank all of the companies that were here and who saw the value of sending people to this conference. I've worked for corporations. I know how difficult it can be to gain funds, that's travel budget and accommodation budgets. I know how difficult that can be. And I'd like you, on behalf of the Samba team, to take back our thanks and pass that back to your company. Your companies have made a tremendous investment in the work that's been done, and the support is much appreciated. So I'd like to get to give a round of applause from everyone to your companies for permitting you to be here. Now, there are a number of people who have made this conference possible through a lot of hard administrative work. They've labored fiercely to make certain that all of the things were here on time. Manuela, would you stand up, please? Tanya? Who else is there from the CERNET team? The audio people? Please, everyone, I'd like you to give a hand of applause and of thanks for these people.
I just want to say a real thank you for the wireless network, which, unlike most conferences, actually works. Yeah.
Johannes, do you wish to make a quick comment?
My comment is just to thank you, John, here, for being the chairman of this conference a second time, and I think we improved so much that we have John here, and I think we have to give him a big applause to be the chairman of the next one. So I know that John did not intend that with giving me the microphone, but he will not get what he wants all the time.
All right. Are there any questions? Final opportunity for questions from the floor. Are there any questions or comments from any of you? Look at that, guys. Their needs are fully met and they are satisfied. Isn't that scary? Not quite. We're done except for one thing. Have I missed anyone of the team here? Oh, Stephen French is here. Quickly, excuse me. Jim, what question can I ask? Stephen, would you like to make a quick comment? Oh, I did. You have? Oh, okay. I've just embarrassed myself. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Steve. Never mind. Andrew, I'd like to extend to you the privilege of making the closing comments for this conference.
Thanks, John. I'm really delighted by this conference and by what's been happening in the last year or so in Samba development. And I am absolutely in awe of the work that's been done by so many members of the Samba team in the last year. I think what's been happening is we've had our logo for a while, if Jeremy can turn around, opening windows to a wider world. What's happening now is more opening Samba to a wider world. I'd like to just point out a couple of the things. Seeing other projects, the project like OpenChange, grow up, building on top of our technology, that is just an incredible thing, absolutely incredible. And I'm in awe of the work that Julian's done. The stuff, the likewise stuff, is absolutely brilliant. Seeing them taking the Samba technology in that direction, polishing it, producing such a useful system, which is just It's an amazing piece of work. It really is. It's great. The work that's been done, Andrew Bartlett fighting through the LDAP, the idiosyncrasies of LDAP. If you weren't in his talk, it really is quite perverse, some of the things that are happening with LDAP in Active Directory. And the fact that Andrew is still standing, you know, and not a gibbering, well, not gibbering too much anyway, is really a testament to his stable state of mind. It's been a great year. It's been a breakthrough in so many ways. We're finally through the dealing with the lawyers. I'm so looking forward to not pretending to be a lawyer this year and instead getting back to doing lots of development. And the seeing so many of the broadening of Samba into so many much broader areas than what we really have in the past. And seeing the way it's being used in appliances, seeing Microsoft coming along asking us, they're concerned about the Samba being used on so many appliances, you know, those little cheap appliances to get at Fry's and things, that now they have a big QA problem, a significant one for them, worrying about compatibility with versions of Samba. And here we have for the past 17 years been worried about compatibility with versions of Windows. Now the shoe's on the other foot. And this is just, it's...
That's right.
So it's really been a bit of a turning point for me in Samba development in the last year. And I know that the results of many of these developments haven't got out to the users yet. But to me, it's been absolutely fantastic. And I'm just in awe of the work that's been done. The Samba project has gone well beyond the point where any one person can understand the entire project. I mean, you have to understand half a dozen programming languages for a start. And, you know, it's... So we really do rely on sort of team cooperation and things. And I think we're seeing more of that now. And things are getting better. And so thank you all. Thank you for all the contributions. And look forward to seeing you again next year.
Well, folks, with those words, this conference is now officially closed. We can all go home or have a beer.